It's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone from Carlton County. I do believe you're in Carlton County, yes?
I certainly am this time, yep. Looking out on my yard right now, we had a lot of wind and rain this week, and many, many, many leaves fell down. However, there's still plenty of leaves there, so I don't think we have entered the time yet where the entire leaf drop has happened. Thanks to the days early in the month, it's hard to believe it right now if you step outside. We have temperature in the low 30s. It's just a gorgeous morning. But it's hard to believe that the average temperature for the month of October at this point is still considerably above normal. And as I said, thanks to the earlier days when we first started off, we haven't had any really chilly temperatures yet in the 20s. Forecasters are saying that could change, and forecasters are saying we may be seeing some snow. Matter of fact, one of the forecasts I said from 1 to 3 inches possible tomorrow. So we'll see about that. Snow in October is not that unusual, and pretty much I expect it. There have been years where we have had more than 6 inches of snow. So it's certainly a possibility. The other statistic that is of interest is precipitation. We are considerably above normal. Matter of fact, we are about more than twice what we normally get at this point in October. We had two different days in October so far, October 5 and then again on October 15, where each of those days, the amount of precipitation of each of those days by itself was more than what we got the entire month of September. So maybe it turned things around quite a bit. Lots of leaf drop, but still not gone and still plenty of color. We are now at the full moon time. I hope you had a chance to get out to see the full moon. We had a penumbral eclipse last night. Now, what that means is the eclipse of the moon is when the moon is in the shadow of the Earth. And when it's a totality, when it's a full eclipse, it's very dark. You can hardly see the moon at all. Well, what we had was the edge of the shadow, and that's called the penumbra. And penumbral eclipses aren't as dramatic. Matter of fact, I could see almost nothing from where I was, but I could see the moon very clearly. Yeah, we are at the full moon time, and the days continue to get shorter. We now have sunrise around 7:30, sunset about 6:15, and we are moving towards the end of daylight savings time, which this year will happen on November 3. It's going to be interesting to notice as we go through this moon cycle, and we have the last few days before we change our clocks. We'll have the very dark early mornings that I just love. Then we'll go through a change of clock where it won't be quite as dark as the early morning anymore. The migrations continues to go on at Hawk Ridge. They had a couple of interesting things this week. They had one day of over 1,000 hawks being counted. Now, it's not unusual to have 1,000 hawks, but in October, the 1,000 hawks are not going to be the broadwing hawks. It's going to be the red tails and sharpshin more than anything else, and there were plenty of both of those. And there's also a pretty large number of bald eagles. But the other thing of note is a couple of the northern hawks have been showing up lately, one of them being the goshawk, which is like a big cousin of the sharpshin hawk in the same group of accipiters, and the other one being the roughleg hawk. The roughleg hawk is a bird of the tundra, but they come down here late in the fall. And anytime you see those, I know that we are really getting late into the migration. Well, the first ones of those were reported this week. Roughleg hawk is a cousin of the red-tail hawk, about the same size. And when they show up, sometimes we'll see them along roadsides and so forth, and frequently they stay far into the winter. In addition to that, we've had migration of blackbirds of several kinds. Sparrows continue to migrate. I saw a flock of tree sparrows this week, another example of a northern bird, a tundra bird. And then the water birds, along with the Canada geese, there's been some duck movement, and snow geese. The cousin of the smaller cousin of the Canada geese showing up, and still at night, the migration of the saw-whet owls. So plenty going on there. However, usually when we get to late October, I start looking for other northern birds to show up, things such as the northern shrike, or the red poles, and the snow buntings. And I haven't seen any of those yet, but I expect very soon they will be. Now, the world of mammals, it's interesting to watch. I get a chipmunks have been hanging around the house. I've been seeing three of them on a regular basis, and they just stuff their mouth with food and go off to their den and store it, and, of course, they go to sleep. They don't exactly hibernate, but they will go to sleep, and then they wake in the course of the winter several times and have all this food right there to snack upon. So that's what's going on with them. Now, meanwhile, the gray squirrels are also caching. However, theirs is different. They cache on the ground, and they don't sleep. And any time they wake up or move about in the course of the winter, they'll find it. The other small mammal to note right now is the deer mouse or white-footed mouse. It seems like this time of year when it starts getting cold, they take it upon themselves to move into a warmer place for shelter for the winter. And that warmer place may often be our house or cabin. And it's pretty unusual. I consider it just part of the season changes is to see the mouse either trying to get in or being indoors. It's just a regular occurrence, and of course that's been happening here too. In addition to that, we've been having a lot of cloudy days lately, so I haven't seen many insects, but on the clear days, yes, they're out. Grasshoppers, woolly bear, caterpillars, dragonflies, all those are still out, perhaps even some late butterflies. But with the cloudy, rainy weather, they pretty much stay into hiding. Now, we'll see, because the forecast looks like it's going to stay some cloudy and rainy. There are some critters, however, that do very well in the rain. I mentioned last time the abundance of honey mushrooms. Well, the honey mushroom has kind of come and gone right now. They're still in the woods, but not as good as they were a couple of weeks ago. But out on the lawn, there are a few other mushrooms still hanging on. I saw a good growth yesterday of something called the shaggy mane mushroom, a type of coprinus, also called inky cap. Very common out in lawns, and if the season is right, it's wet enough, yeah, you'll still see them at this time. Now, the cold is going to be stopping them soon, but they'll still linger as long as they can. And then the leaf color continues to go on. A lot of the trees out in the yards or out in the open or along the roadsides and so forth, they're the ones that got hit by the winds and they drop a lot of the leaves. But back in the woods, there's still plenty of yellow. Hmm. I was walking the last couple of days, sugar maples. Oh, still plenty of sugar maple yellow. Lots of aspen. Aspen often lingers past the other trees, but the one to be on the lookout for is the tamarack. Mm-hmm. Yes, when we get to around the 20th of October, we are in tamarack time. I told my students for many years that anybody who has a birthday or born about that time of year should have been named a tamarack because they are just so spectacular. They just grab our attention when they light up in that yellow gold from all the swamps along the area. And so, yeah, good. Get out and take a look. We're going to have a very, very interesting weekend. So thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Talk to you next Saturday. That was Larry Weber. He's a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school and was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. And he joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.